For nearly 20 years, children have been learning about what happened on 9/11. As we hear from WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg, those teachings have evolved over time.
Before there was teaching about 9/11, there was teaching on 9/11.
We just started teaching. It was 9/11. We started 4 or 5 days early, so I really didn't even know them yet.
Ron Gross was teaching eighth grade in the William Floyd School District on Long Island. And in the early days and months and years, there was no history to teach because everyone was living it. Gross remembers one student in his class that day.
She's quietly crying, and I just spoke to her, and I said, "Are you okay? Everything all right?" She goes, "My dad's a fireman." And I went, "In New York City?" And she said, "Yeah." I said, "He's okay?" He has to be there. He can't leave. And it was just like, boom, it just landed you right in the heart, right in the middle of a class. You know, your student's father is in ground zero right now.
Perhaps the biggest question when it comes to teachers and 9/11 is what shouldn't be talked about. For Gross, he likes to avoid the anti-Islamic movement and showing scenes of people trapped in the towers. In recent years, that original idea of asking students to talk about their own 9/11 experiences ran into a problem.
All of those sharing experiences that we had disappeared all of a sudden. And it was right then and there where I said, okay, now I've got to actually create a curriculum based upon the fact that I've got students in front of me that have zero recollection whatsoever.
So what would be in the new curriculum?
Domestic terrorism. We've talked about international terrorism. And security and safety and all of that. And then we kind of culminated up into 9/11.
With the trip to the 9/11 memorial. Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.